Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. How did I
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Hey guys, I'm so excited to announce I'm collaborating with ARG Apparel on merch for Brocal Therapy. Now you can support BGT, look fucking dope, and make this shit a movement. To purchase your order, please go to brocotherapy.com. And please, don't forget, take a screenshot of you listening to this episode on whatever podcast app you're listening on, put it on your Instagram story, tag me at Stephanie Megan and at Brocal Therapy, and enjoy the show. Yes, bitch. Hi, this is Stephanie Megan. You're listening to Broke Girl Therapy. Therapy is too expensive. You're listening to Broke Girl Therapy. Broke girl therapy.
Woo woo.
Whoa, whoa.
Woo woo.
Whoa, whoa. Keep going. I'm testing your mic.
A one, two, three into the four. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at your door.
Damn. Are you drunk? Are you high?
I am.
How are you feeling?
Feeling good.
You feeling good?
Feeling good, yes.
Bring your mic closer to you.
Come closer.
There we go.
Am I in there?
Yeah.
Am I in there? Which is a question. Lord God.
That sounded so off. Has that ever happened to you during sex?
Am I no. In? No.
Okay. No. Hi, guys. It's me, Stephanie Megan, your host of Broco Therapy. And I have the motherfucking Quay. He is in here in the studio. Oh my God. Sorry.
Hey, that was funny.
That was funny. I love a candid beginning. You know what I mean?
Boom.
Boom. Boom. And we're here because I actually had a topic that I've discussed before, which was like expectations in bed. And I did it with my friend Rachel. Shout out to Rachel. What a bitch. But it gave just like a woman perspective on it. And it got me thinking. What the fuck do men expect in bed? Let's just start off with what the fuck do you like in bed, Quay?
Oh, man. Spit.
What?
Off top.
You like to spit before you insert?
No, I'm just saying, like, spit in general. Like, when we are fellatiating one another.
Fellatiating?
Because somebody going to get fellatiated around this motherfucker. What? Somebody mouth going to get on something around here. Whether it's me on you or you on me.
what?
I'm saying oral. It's gonna happen, right?
So you like oral.
Yeah, I like spit with the oral.
So you like going down on a girl.
I enjoy it.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. Cause it's just like.
Does every vagina taste different?
Don't even get me started. Yes. Yes.
I wonder what mine tastes like. Not that you should try it. But I also like, I honestly love like making out with a guy after he eats me out because it's like for me to like, yeah, because I need to make sure like, I want to know how my vagina tastes. Like I'm so curious of like how it tastes.
Hey,
so afterwards I'm like, please make out with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So sometimes there is a twang.
A twang.
Yeah, but that's just life. Okay, look, as men, we gotta understand. If your man doesn't understand, you gotta learn to understand that you more than likely gonna have a little salt on your situation,
right,
gentlemen?
There's been times where dealing
with the 1, 2, 3 licks,
right,
of the twang.
There's been times where I've sucked dick and it was pretty like salty.
Yeah,
it happens. Yeah. I mean, if it's like really fucking bad, obviously there's an issue, but like I understand that sometimes like it could be a little like,
yeah,
you know,
so it's the same for us, you know, sometimes there's a little, you know, 2, 3 licks, that's gone. But then again, like I said, spit just,
but I like to do it like I like to get mine like after the shower, like if I've been like at the gym, like if I was sweating or like if I like it's been a long day.
Some people are into that.
Honestly, like, I don't like it. I feel uncomfortable. If I know it's going to happen, I have to shower ahead of time. Sick. Yeah. Like, I'm just, it's just, it's not, for, like, I wouldn't feel turned on if a guy, like, if it was, like, after the gym or, like, a long day at work.
What if you, like, demanded? What if your man was like, nah, you gonna give me that after the gym?
I mean, it's, I haven't come across it.
It's made me a little sick again.
I know. I don't know. Maybe, like, I don't know. I guess it would just have to depend on the person. I haven't had, like, a man in a while. I mean, I've had men, but, like, not, like, a relationship. I feel so, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. After the gym is... Yeah, special kind of funk.
Right. I mean, same for men too.
Some girls are into it.
Sometimes I feel like, did you like wash your dick? Like you, like, I don't know.
Hey yo, guys, wash your dick. What the fuck, yo? Wash your dick. I feel like I hear way too many stories from ladies of dirty dick.
Of dirty dick.
Like, yeah, like. Dick cheese.
Dick cheese. Ew. Okay, now I'm getting a little uncomfortable. Exactly. Let's move on.
Exactly.
Anything else that you feel like you really like? Like, for instance, I like being on top. Do men like being on top, or would you prefer like missionary?
Honestly?
I mean, I know that you're not like speaking for all men, but.
I do my best work in missionary.
But it's so boring to me.
There's a lot of variations of it. I actually have a diagram in my phone.
Wait, what's the diagram?
I got the diagram because there's like 28 different like positions. Number 28 is so funny.
I do. Okay, I will say I do like when they like hold my legs up and press it down.
I get crazy.
That's like you'll hit it better. But
like, I'm saying, okay, boom. I'm going to cover up number
28. You need to, like, explain what...
But like, okay, look here. I'm showing her a picture.
Talk in the mic, though.
There's hella missionary... Like, there's hella stuff to do with you on your back.
Okay, that's good.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I like to put your feet on my chest. I like to put your feet over my my shoulders.
Let me see.
I like to get deep. Look at number 28 and laugh your head off.
Oh, shit. Okay, so 28...
I'm trying to find me a little shorty who can do number 28.
Yeah, so 28, the guy is on his back. So this is not missionary. This is...
Oh, that's some different shit.
Yeah,
I'm hella flexible. I do yoga. I'm hella flexible. I'm down for number 28. Hey, get you some number 28 in your life.
Yeah, so 28, the guy is laying on his back and he's like holding onto his knees. So therefore, his penis is out and the girl is literally like riding it cowgirl style. Does that make sense?
His legs are behind her back.
Yeah.
She's cowgirl. Like he's curled back.
Like it's like the cowgirl position and like
zoom in and show it. Yeah, bro. Number 28 is the shit.
Number 28 is the shit. But anyway, I just think it's boring when like a guy is just laying there.
Oh no.
Or not just laying there, but like I'm just laying there and he's just like inserting just in me.
Poking away.
Like I feel like I have to do things with my legs, you know?
That's the number one thing. The number one response I've gotten was lady on her back. Feet on your chest because it curls like the bottom of the pelvis up just as ever so slightly, so you get those ridges on the, you know, the ridges.
Yeah, I know the ridges.
The ridges. So
I felt my inside, vagina before.
So you get. I would hope to fuck so. A lot of women haven't. You know?
I know. Every time I felt that ridge, I'm like, is that supposed to be that? Like I was always like a little.
It's
like,
literally the back of the clit. Like, yeah. It's the back house, the back door. But yeah, like that position, because it curls your, because when you put your feet on my chest, it like just curls that pelvis up just.
The feet or the legs? Because sometimes I put like my.
No, you put your knees together, put your feet together on my chest right here.
I don't think I've ever done that. What
girls
I do is usually.
Be coming.
Okay. What I usually do is like, I'll put my legs like over their shoulders.
Yeah, that's
like
cool
that.
Too.
Yeah. But never.
But
like,
you matriculate.
I feel weird because I have like weird feet. Like I don't have cute feet, so I don't really want it to be like. Yeah.
I'm see, a good one. Be like, nah, baby, go get them toes done, because I'm finna suck them while I'm doing this move.
Oh God.
Yeah. Hell yeah. How much it costs?
No, I've never had my
at your salon. I'm gonna just ask like that.
They don't do pedicures, but I've never had a guy suck on my toes.
Shit.
But anyway, okay, so toes are kind of like my insecurity because I just always was like made fun of my toes.
They wouldn't be insecurity if you was getting them sucked on.
That's true.
That's your job. But in like any, I mean, granted, not every sexual relationship is going to be a relationship, but that's like
it's
your
never.
Job for them job for that 35 minutes, that's my job. Everything you find weird and funny, I'm about to fuck it.
So here's the thing, because
that's
feel
how
like
I go about it.
I feel like I've spoken to a lot of women, and I feel like most of the time women are, they're insecure, not all of them, I'm not speaking for all, but most of the time women are insecure about certain parts of their bodies.
Of course.
Everybody is. And like, I feel like I get sometimes, like if I'm not super comfortable with a man and we're like fornicating or whatever, I like will feel like super insecure about certain things, you know? Like, is that a turnoff?
I was just going to say, don't be insecure, ladies. Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like, hey, like obviously I don't have a flat stomach, so like my gut is just like, what if, like, hey,
I'm squeezing,
you know?
And I'm also squeezing on that.
But also it's like, what? I'm thick, you know what I mean? Which is okay. Damn. Which is like, which is a great thing. But sometimes it's like, it's a scary thing too, to like have sex with someone and just like be like wobbling. You know what I mean? Like,
I'll tell you this much, man. Like, I'll tell you this much. If a man lets anything you find, you know, insecure or not up to par about you, if he finds it not up to par, or if he thinks you should be insecure about it, he doesn't deserve your time.
Oh, thanks, Quay.
Straight up. Like, keep your little dick in your pants if you think anything about this is not right. The fuck? Right. Hell, and that's honestly, as a man, that's a really hard place to be. Like, I've gotten to the point where, like, chicks be trying to, you know, play the game and shit like that. I'm like, nah, man, if you ain't about this, I'm not about you.
Right.
You know, if that makes sense. I feel like women get the option to be a little bit more picky.
Right.
Whereas I've literally been, people will ask you as a man, if a fine woman is like pressing up on you and you're just not interested, because maybe you've heard that she's nuts, or maybe you've had conversation with her and she's, right, you know, not for you. People will be like, nigga, this nigga gay. She was having a holler and you ain't even respond. He gay. Like, bro, I just don't want her. I don't want the problems. Like, Amber Rose is beautiful. I wouldn't. Cardi B, beautiful. Love her. Love her
art. Oh, my God. I love Cardi B's body.
I couldn't spend 10 minutes in a room with that. What?
Really?
I'm good. Not alone. Sure. Ooh. I'm sure if at some event we'll cross paths or something maybe, but nah.
It doesn't do it for you.
Nah, exactly. I can recognize beauty and be attracted to a lady and not want to pursue it.
You know? Right. So, I know. But it's just like, there have been times where like I'll be honest, like there was like a period of time where it took me so long to be completely naked with a
man. That's what I'm saying.
Now I do. Like, I'm always like naked with him. But like,
if he wants you.
But I would say in my early 20s, I would like keep like a tank on or like a bra on or like something, just because like I always felt like insecure, like I didn't want to show like my full body, you know. I felt like too ashamed of being thick, so it was always just something like, I mean, I've learned throughout time that, yeah, some of these men, I mean, they like that shit, so it's cool. I was like, it's cool, but it took a while. And I mean, I think sometimes too, like, I still kind of battle with it, because I'm like, for instance, this last guy Bobby that I was seeing for like a month and a half,
code name
I hate to give him this credit, but he was fine as fuck. Like, whew, he played football. Like, he just had a good body. Like, he just was like, he was like a pretty boy, you know. So I'm like, I'm over here like, oh my
girls.
God, you know. So I'm over here like, oh my God, like having sex with him, and I'm just like, like, you know, like making sure, like, dude, like, does my hand look right? Like, my body look good? Like, you know, I'm like trying to make sure that I'm doing the right positions that I know that I look good in, you know, that I'm like, I'm thinking about it too much. Man. And, but, you know, I realized later, I'm like, why the fuck did I do that? You know, but it does take time. And I think that a lot of girls kind of go through that.
I get it. I understand. I definitely understand, because you simply want to look your best and be your best, and even if it's not for someone else, or, you know, even if it's just for yourself, which it should be,
right?
What
do you do if, like, if you could tell like a woman is being a little like insecure about a certain body type,
kind of coy about this? That's what I'm saying. Whatever it is, you got to big it up. Like, you was like, I don't like my toes. I'm sucking them. Ooh, I don't like my stomach. I'm blowing a raspberry on that motherfucker.
Oh my God. Is that what you do? Yeah. Is that what you've done in the past?
Like, whatever it is. I don't like the way my pussy look. I'm eating it for an hour. Like, oh my like, God. Whatever it is, if you say it, I'm definitely going to do it. Like, if you say it, like, I don't but like the way my chin look. Oh, I'm kissing that.
Like, but what if they don't say it? Because sometimes, I don't even say it. I just like.
Say it.
Sometimes I don't say it. I'm just
whatever
like.
Whatever it is that's going to make your sex better. Say it, cause men gonna do it. It's not like you was like, oh, I like this pussy eating from the back, and he gonna be like, no, I don't do that. He gonna be like, word, like just.
I know,
ask.
But I'm saying I'm not gonna fucking vocalize. Like I'm a little insecure of like my stomach, like during sex. Like I'm gonna like try to play it off, but of course I'm gonna like try to like suck it in and like not do like certain things. You know what I mean?
If I notice, sometimes you notice, sometimes you guys are good actors, sometimes you think you're good actors.
Sometimes what I do is just like, I just stay. Sorry.
Tell me.
I just like stick my titties in their face so they just like don't realize and just keep them distracted.
That works.
Like while I'm like riding them, like, you know, because when you're riding on top of shit, like everything's like revealed. Like they see everything. You know what I'm saying? So like what I do is like, let me just like. Give my titties to him. Fucking breastfeed this motherfucker. Breastfeed this motherfucker. And maybe he won't notice. Like, that's like my mindset.
Yes, that works. Titties. Titties work. Ladies, if you have titties, use them. They are a versatile weapon.
How about the ones that don't have titties, though?
Still use titties.
Yeah, you still
even
got
if you're just a rib cage and some nipples, men will take it. Men will take it. Fuck what you heard. A rib cage and some nipples and some light switches.
Some lights. Oh my God, I can't.
You know the girls I'm talking about with them big ass Italian sausages for nipples.
Oh my God, I don't know. I mean, whatever. I have big nipples. It's fine.
Yeah. I like a big old nipple. Shit.
Well, shit. I have tits. So like, honestly,
easy target.
Like, wait, you literally probably everyone who had headphones on probably freaked out at that moment. Sorry. It's okay.
Easy target.
How do you feel about like a woman riding you for 2 hours straight?
Not gonna happen. I'm gonna just get tired of it after about 15 minutes.
Yeah. Well, like, do you ever feel embarrassed? Because I'm sure, like, we were just talking about this off air. Mm-hmm. Do you ever feel embarrassed? When you're horny, but you can't get that shit up.
Hey, bro. Sometimes you done had too much to drink. Sometimes your dick save you. I've had more than one situation where my dick was like, nah, this ain't the one for us, G. And he ain't show up. And then later I found out why.
Maybe you weren't horny.
Nah, maybe I wasn't. I dodged a bullet. My dick was like, this ain't the one. This ain't the right situation.
For once, the dick had a brain.
Honestly,
it had common sense for once.
For real, because same chick, I look back like, man, I dodged a fucking bullet. So, yeah, nobody bats 1,000. I ain't ashamed. Shit, I done flopped. Sometimes you're just not comfortable and you don't think you think you are comfortable.
Yeah.
And you're just not comfortable.
Because one time actually this happened with Bobby. Whatever. You guys, this is like the most recent sex. So this is why he's like what I talk about with content. There was a time where I guess he had a really long day from what he described. And we were having sex in the middle of it, like it went down. And so he was like, fuck, I didn't realize I was this tired. And he was like trying to get it up again. And I had to like suck his dick.
There's like, no trying. Like if it won't, it just won't. There's
I mean,
no
eventually it got back up. But I will admit that it did make me feel a little weird. I was just like, am I again? Because he's like super fine. I'm like, am I not like fucking sexy enough? Like, you know what
I
mean?
That's almost never it. Honestly,
I don't know how dicks work.
There's this look. Let's talk about it. There's this thought in culture that just says, "Oh, men's dicks are light switch." Like we just talk about light switch.
That's
titties.
Literally what was described in my teen issues class in middle school.
Like, it's not a light switch, bro. That thing literally does what it wants. It literally does what it pleases. Okay.
Yeah.
It is not. It is not something that is like, it's not like a superpower or something.
Okay, but like, okay.
There's more factors to it than just wanting to fuck.
Like, do you think that he was lying about being tired?
No, Nope.
It happens.
And he also gave you shivved you up a few other times. He stabbed it good a couple other times before this happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. He all right, man. Nobody bats 1,000. Look, think about how many times you're going to use your dick. Think about how many times you're going to use your dick. Masturbation included. Think about how many times you're going to use your dick.
I don't
dick.
Have a dick.
365 days in a
Shit.
Year.
It's
somewhere around. It's somewhere around 1,000 erections. Right? Just roughly. What? That's just three
how many,
times.
How many erections?
That's just three times
how
a day.
How many boners do you get a day?
I mean, my dick, I had a semi-chub like 30 minutes ago in here.
Did
I
you?
To, I had to think about baseball and shit. I had to think about baseball and shit. I don't know what we were talking about before a second. My dick started to wake up. I was like,
wait,
y'all
can you tell
about?
Me at any moment during this recording if your dick gets hard?
Yes. I will tell
Let
you.
Let me know.
I will tell you. I don't know what moment it was, but yeah, my dick was, it's some conversations just make your dick go, huh? And that's all he did.
Wait,
he was like, huh?
Wait, what happened? I'm so confused.
He was talking about something. You talking okay. about something? It was before the pod. My dick hasn't been hard on the spot. Y'all.
Okay, let me know if it does get hard
rude.
On the pod.
I'm not gonna lie, yo. That's one thing. Sometimes I think about as an actor is like when it's time to do a bedroom scene.
I'm sure
scene, you rub up against this. It's oh, like
I'm sure it's just kind of like in movies and stuff. It's just kind of like, well, it's gonna happen. It's just you have
they
to
tape
like,
it. They tape.
They
it
do.
Down. Yeah, they tape it down.
Okay,
for
good
my,
to know.
For my production assistant days.
I wonder if anyone's had like down. A boner on this show.
Huh, interesting. That's
right,
because
it's like we talk about relationships and sex. Like, I'm sure, like, if any of the guys have been on, has
have
like
ladies
had a boner.
Had ladies boners. Lady boners.
I've definitely have like gotten horny during like a recording before.
Lady boners are cool. I don't know how dudes can't find the clit out here. Can we talk about the clit?
Yeah, let's talk about the clit. What do you, how do you,
that's a good segue.
That's a good segue.
Guys,
what are your like,
I'm gonna coach the guys for one second. I'm sorry,
okay.
I got you.
Are you just like a master at sex, Quay?
Nah, I give some bomb head though.
Okay.
I give bomb head. Cause bro, it's so the top of the split, guys.
How do you
like,
give good head?
Split starts. Where the split starts. Okay, first of all, what you wanna do? What you wanna do? I wanna get some you don't ever let the first lick be on the vagina. What the fuck? Who the fuck are you?
Okay, like good to know, because savage. What if I ever eat out of a vagina? I probably would have done
don't
that.
Ever, like, kiss some leg, kiss some thigh, kiss some stomach.
Oh, you're right.
Something. Usually, like me, you get a nice swath of spit in your mouth, and after you've been kissed on some stuff, get one just general lick. Just lick it all. Lick it all. Just,
yeah.
Just to get it coated. And then just come back to it in time. Like, you don't got to, like, dudes be rushing it. And this is just talk from, like, people I know, from sorority sisters and homegirls. Like I said, some of my best friends are females
right.
that I've had sex with. So sometimes they tell you stories about horrible other yeah. sex partners. So,
Broco Therapy is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what would you do? Would you go for a run, take a nap, read a book, show up for a friend? A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. I mentioned before that I went back to therapy and that was the best decision I've ever made because every time I leave a session, I do feel like I just got so much off my chest. I've been suffering with so much anxiety because I feel like sometimes I don't have time. I don't have time to get all the stuff done, or I feel like I'm not worthy of doing a good job of the things that I have to do. And I know that stems from a lot of ADHD. So talking to my therapist, she really gives me the space to just vent and have those emotions. And she validates that and gives me the tool sets to be able to continue my day and to give me that confidence to remind myself that, like, I got this. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/brokegirl today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/brokegirl.
So yeah, man, you just nothing about vaginas says jump right in. And men be so very jump right in, like,
right.
Dog, I think slow the fuck up. If she's there,
what
with
do you mean,
you,
like, jump right in? Just like jump and like start like the mouthing
first lick. The first lick should never be directly to the coochie. Like, okay. You should never just be jumping straight to, like, just putting right. putting your dirty mouth. First of all, show her some respect and wash your goddamn hands before you get involved.
Okay.
Like, if y'all getting a kiss and then you feel.
But
the
do
mood,
you
da,
like?
Da, da.
Do you do anything? Like, do you finger as you like eat out? Like, do you like? What other tricks do you do?
If I have had a chance to wash my hands, and this is a real thing, like, wash your fucking hands, dog. Okay. Wash your like for real.
Be clean.
Like, if
wash
y'all
yourself.
Kissing, if y'all kissing and rubbing and touching and stuff, and you on the couch and you say to her, "Hey, I'm gonna go wash my hands before I touch that."
Ooh, this that I would be like,
wet.
Thank you.
The shit just got crazy. Right. She was just like, ooh, he give a fuck about my vagina? Like, right. Yes, I do. I
did
do.
You ever do that, Quay?
All the time. Not every time. I ain't going for it. But yeah, all
like,
the
come
time.
Come on now. Come on now.
All the time, dog. Like, all the time. Like, wash your fucking hands. I mean, hey, with giving head, it's going to be what it's going to be. We probably been drinking or smoking or whatever it's going to be before that. So, you know, sometimes it just be what it be. But if you can, goddamn, have your mouth clean in some way.
Okay,
fuck.
Let's go to the techniques of you eating them out.
Okay, so to get back to that, because I was on it. And I veered off.
I know you did. You're talking about washing your hands. I was like, all right.
No, nah, that's a side note. That's a
that
side
is,
note.
That is a side note. It's, show, like, it's an important thing. It's
show
important thing.
The utmost cavity the utmost respect.
What do you mean by that?
I'm telling you, man, guys, if you just take care of the lady in whatever the situation is, make her feel covered, safe, secure,
make her feel good even though she's insecure about her stomach.
Yeah, exactly.
And
that's
the
all
toes.
It's about that's all it's about. Now, oh, so this is where we actually were. Technique, specific technique. Okay.
I feel like, you know what's funny? I actually asked you this in the original episode that you were in. The first time I met you, you were on the sex toys episode.
Yes.
But I feel like we were so fucking fucked up at that time that we couldn't even go into the actual technique.
We were really fucked up.
We were really fucked up. Good times.
It was. That's how I met you.
I know. It was the first time we met. Here we are now.
Let's do it. So technique.
So you kiss the thighs, you go into the clitoris.
You see, too fast, too soon.
Too fast.
It's like a half a dozen places to kiss before you get there. I'm kissing like the around the navel, on the sides of the tummy. You gotta suck a little titty, you gotta kiss a little leg. If she really special to you, shit, kiss her hand. I don't care. Kiss her hand.
Hold her hand through it all.
Honestly, though. Yes.
I kind of like when like a when yep. a guy uses a vibrator as they eat me out.
What?
Yeah.
I've literally been told the opposite. I've literally been told like, nah, put that away.
I guess it just depends on the woman.
It does. Of course. It like, always does. That's the number one technique is listen to her body. Right? It's the number one rule. Listen to her. She'll let you know.
Do you listen like, do you like when they're, you know, like moaning and enjoying it? Like what kind of communication do you want them? Do you want them to just like get all tense and like shake a bit? Like what?
If you don't shake, I haven't done my job.
Right.
That's like my psyche going into it. It's like, okay, boom, let's get her shaking and then let's get to it.
Right.
But to get to that point, like I said, take your time, lead up to it. Once you actually work up to the actual
clitoris
moment. Yes. Once you're actually eye to eye with the whispering eye, which is a very slim reference. Only a very few fans will get.
get it.
Whispering Eye. What's that movie? Oh my god, I'll remember it later. But anyway, it's from a fucking hilarious movie. Okay, so once you actually get there, bro. Okay, the first few licks, like I said, you want to get a general lick to at least cover because there's gonna be a twang.
Do you insert your tongue into like their vagina hole?
At some point, absolutely. But no, it's like, okay, if it's not fresh out the shower, there's going to be a twang, which is okay. It's a natural twang. It's like,
I don't like to get eaten out when I'm not like fresh out of the shower. Every time they like eat me out and I didn't just shower like before this like dick appointment. I'm like, I don't know. I feel weird.
There's two sides to this. If it's an absolute like dick appointment and is not fresh out the shower, fellas, you have the right to be upset because you had time. You knew this was happening.
Right.
That ass supposed to be fresh.
Right. Okay. Right. You can't blame them.
But on the other side, if there's a man who that put, okay, don't be out here disrespecting motherfuckers with no rank ass vagina, which I'm doubting that broke girl therapy. I'm doubting that broke girl. Okay. There's this rule. And like the women in my family used to say this shit. If you don't do everything you can to take the utmost care of that vagina, you honestly don't deserve one. That's like a thing around my family. If that thing is not A1, what you doing with it?
Right.
So if in the event it's like A2, which is just normal twang, normal day-to-day twang, if that guy like reacts to the normal day-to-day twang, he's not a real one. And let this be the last time y'all are involved. Get your nut. Don't like get up like, fuck you, nigga. But get your nut, ladies. But also,
it takes me a while.
Don't be sticking around for no weak ass, man. Like, you what? The twang got you reacting and making faces and saying, if he reacts in any way to the twang.
I'm glad that you're saying this because,
fuck out of here.
Because I feel like some guys could be a little like disrespectful about it, but it's like, a vagina's a vagina. We're not going to fucking taste like flowers and like cotton candy and shit. Like, we be sweating sometimes. You know what I mean? Like, shit discharges and shit. Like,
And it's your job as a man to lap it up.
Right. Because there'll be times where, like, yeah, we'll suck your dick and, like, it won't taste the fucking best. Like, it happens. I mean, if it's, like, super fucking nasty, like, maybe I should be, like, a little concerned. But I think that, like, for the most part, sometimes, like, I could taste, like, a little sour, but that's
fine.
A little bit of day involved, yeah. But like, I don't, for me, like, I just look past it and I'm like, I'm here, I want to make you feel good.
Exactly.
You know, so like, I would just kind of hope the same respect and understanding, because like body parts and body fluids is like, it is like a kind of a scary thing, because everyone,
be an adult, know? Be an adult about
right,
it.
Right.
We all sweat.
How about if she like hasn't shaved and she was like pretty hairy?
I'll tell you this much. If I find a hair on my Starburst, please believe that Starburst is still getting ate. especially if it's a pink one.
I do like the pink Starburst.
Come on. Who doesn't? What type of sinner doesn't? What type of fucking blaspheme doesn't like the pink Starburst?
Yeah, because I feel like that's also like another insecurity about women is like, you know, like we didn't shave. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like for the most part, ladies, I know that we have all been in a situation where we're like, fuck, like I'm hairy as fuck, I did not prepare for this, or like you don't feel sexy because there's a bit of a bush or a big ass bush, whatever. But like, I hate when there's dudes who like really fucking care about that, and it's like, grow up.
And dudes be hairy as hell.
That's what I'm saying. Bro. Like, I sucked some hairy ass dicks and I didn't fucking complain. I wanted to make
exactly,
you feel good.
Exactly, bro. Exactly. So it's just my overall take from this lesson, because we still got to get into actual technique. But my overall take from this lesson for the men, if you don't get anything else from this episode, bro, everybody got bullshit. So whatever her quote unquote bullshit is, it's not that big. Unless it is that big, but it's generally not that big.
Bro. Right, like, right.
Like, yeah, just make people, for both sexes, just make your partner feel sexy. Make your partner, whatever they weakness is, make it a strength, or make fun out of it. Not make fun of it, but I mean, make it a fun moment.
Right, because you know? Sex is such a vulnerable thing. Like, you're both completely naked. Mm-hmm. Everyone has, you know, their flaws that they're insecure about.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, I if I'm going to be naked and sexual with somebody, like, I would hope that they find, like, all my flaws and everything, like, super sexy. And as soon as I feel super sexy, boy.
The freak.
Boy. I was about to do the run on Beyonce's countdown, but I did not do that correctly.
The freak comes out.
The freak comes out. Like, you will get a better side of me. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, ooh, I feel comfortable. I feel sexy. All right, let me fucking do A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Exactly. You know what I mean? A woman's freakiness, and I tweeted this shit, a woman's freakiness is directly correlated with her comfort your presence. If you make her comfortable and secure, struggling with the word comfort, but if you make her comfortable and secure, it's no way you're not going to win, bro. Like, because if you're in a situation where this woman has her clothes off in a room with you alone, she's going to make you come. Her goal is to make you happy. most women.
Or make us happy too. Because sometimes my goal is just to make me happy.
Which is everybody's goal in some sense.
Right.
But women have a much higher propensity to, a word I don't get to use enough, propensity to want to please. And that's just something that men need to learn from. Like, want to please, even if you don't, even if you're not good at pleasing, your want to please will cover up a lot of that.
Right.
And
right.
I'm speaking from a man's point of view, kind of speaking to about women and hoping that women agree. But seriously, if like the effort is there, even if you're not good, if you got effort, there's a lot of NBA players is in the NBA because they try.
Right.
Not because they good, because they fucking work harder than the next man. That's all. You get your spot if you work hard. That's all. Talent is always superseded by hard work, bro.
Yeah.
So
let's talk about like giving head techniques. I mean, from like a woman to a man, like me, like sucking someone's dick. Like,
I haven't even talked about the clit.
Okay, fine. Get to it, Quay.
First of all, I'm gonna take my time. I'm not gonna be rushed. We talked about that.
What other techniques are there? I feel like you kiss the thighs. You lick the little like the clit. You know.
So men. The
do you put hella lips on it? Do you suck it? Do you like
the vagina is
the vagina.
The head of the penis has about 4,000 sensitive nerves in the tip,
does
right?
It?
The head of the penis. Oh. The head of the penis on average is about a cubic inch. This is like science. This is what I've okay. found in not studies, just articles I chip across on Pornhub. I don't even
I'm
use
glad
that site.
Pornhub is like being extremely educational.
I don't even use that site. I use XNXX. But anyway, much more variety. But okay, so if the dick head has 4,000 average nerve endings, the clit, which is usually like an eighth of an inch cubic,
right,
has 8,000. Okay, imagine a eye on its side. Go for the top of the eye, like the split, the top split.
Right.
Like the nearest portion of the pussy near the belly button. Like how, why is it so hard? There's men who really like,
right.
I've had a conversation with men who genuinely don't believe the clit is a thing.
What?
I've never not been able to find it.
My clit is very obvious.
Big ones, obvious ones, hidden ones.
And there
ones.
Are different sizes of clit. I think my clit might be huge.
I had, because you know what? The clit is the dick. Like prenatally.
Right. Oh, damn. I would have had a big dick then.
Like, it's the same. Like, it's the.
I would have had a huge ass dick.
I ain't gonna lie. I've been with shorties who had, like, basically a dick for a clit. And I was like, it was like a little tiny dick. I was like, whoa. It's like, it's got a. It, like, when they get really big, like, they got a head and everything. Like, there's like a little head under. Like, it's crazy.
Now I'm curious.
Yeah, it's the crazy.
I think I probably would have had a big dick if that's the case.
Now, yeah. it's also been said that it's not necessarily. The science behind it. You got a huge clit, you would have had a huge dick.
Damn.
That's not necessarily the science, but
I want to live.
I don't see how it's not either. Yeah, I don't see how it's not either. I guess if you got a big clit, you probably would have had a big dick because literally the head of the clit is what would have been the head of your dick had you, you know, went the other way.
Big clit energy.
Big clit energy. That's real. That's real. I think I like
use that.
Like, I don't know, like fat pussy energy or something. I don't know.
I wonder if my pussy's fat. Like, I don't know. Ooh. I haven't seen. Like, I feel like I'm a thick bitch. Like, and I don't know if it's like obese vagina, but I don't think that it's like a very slim vagina. Like, I think I'm pretty like thick down there too.
I think there's no such thing as a vagina that's too fat. There's no such thing as an obese or an overweight.
Do you like
vagina.
Like fat vaginas? Like, is that like, is it more comfort, more pushing for the cushion? Is it like, does it make it a, I don't know. Does it help in any way?
There's a certain grip factor, like on the outstroke. Fatter vaginas tend to grip a little bit more.
Damn, I got some
on the
grip.
Way out.
I feel really confident about my
especially if
right
she
now.
Got like some major labia majora. Hey, your boy right here, your boy is not your average man. I know a pussy now. Labia majora, minora. What's up? Like, yeah, so if you got a very major labia majora, it's going, and even a minora is going to hold on to that dick.
It's going to make it even warmer.
Yeah,
okay.
Boy, it's going to cover more.
I think I was always a little
more
insecure
inchage.
About it. Like, I remember when I was going through puberty and I realized that my clitoris was like hanging out more.
Aww.
I don't know why, but I was just so confused as a kid. And I remember going to my mom, like, am I turning into a boy? Like, why is this thing coming out of my vagina? And she just ignored it, which wasn't the right thing to do. But she ignored it. She's just like, what the
fuck? Educate.
She's like, what the fuck's that? Yeah. Like, but I remember thinking, like, I feel like this thing is just really hanging out. It wasn't there before. Like, what the fuck is going on with my body?
Had a
you know?
Lady boner. Had a young lady
I
boner.
Had a young lady boner. I mean, at that time, I think I was definitely humping pillows.
Aww, that's so cute. I did that shit, too. I used to push two couches together so it looked like booty cheeks.
Did you really? You
Hell
fuck
yeah.
It?
Ew. Hell yeah.
Ow!
This couch finna get it.
Oh my god. I just had a clear picture of just like a kid version of yeah. you just fucking the shit out of a couch.
Hey man, I had to learn the stroke somewhere.
Oh my god, that is actually
you
really
learn
fucking
your stroke.
Funny.
Yeah, bro, for real. Hey man, if you ain't never seen a couch that brown leather couch with like the brass like filigree around the front, like you know that like for real.
You fucked the shit out of couch.
That was a 90s like staple
right.
in households. I don't know if they got it from Value City or what, but it was like every household had these like brown leather couches with like the brass like buttons across the front. They weren't buttons. They were like buttons.
Right.
Across buttons. Like the front, like filigree across the front and shit. Another word I don't get used enough. But yeah, man, that couch had a fat ass.
Shut the fuck up.
That couch has some.
Well, speaking of ass, do you like ass play? You like a little bit of like anal, a little bit of like.
If I'm receiving, let's talk about receiving. So, yeah. Guys, listen, bro. Any part of your body that feels good to have touched is not gay.
Thank you,
bro. If it feel good, Hallelujah. It just feel good. It is not gay to feel good, bro. Now, me, I'm not out here looking for the next broad that's gonna eat ass, but I'm not about to ask either. But I have had my ass ate. And it was incredible.
Nice. I've never eaten ass or had my ass eaten.
So, guys, on the same
is my
note.
Sex life boring? I need to fucking get my ass eaten, man.
Not at all. There's a lot of people who have not even an nth of the fun you have with your body.
That's true. I've had a lot of fun.
See? So, yeah, don't feel that way.
Thank you.
But as far as guys eating that ass, honestly, bro, it's the same as the pussy if it's clean.
Yeah.
There's not going to be a taste if it's fresh out the shower. And that should be the only time you're even remotely thinking about it.
Yeah,
and
I would
please,
want my
please,
ass
fellas,
after like I took a shit. Like
front to back. Front to back, fellas. Eat that pussy. Make sure she's shaking. Get her nut off. And then ass. Don't be, hey, no matter how clean it is, bro, don't be bringing the back to the front. Don't.
Really? It should never start from the back. You're right. It should start now that I'm like kind of thinking about like how I would like to feel. Definitely from the front to the back.
Yeah,
you're right.
Because I'm about to put some on you after I eat this ass. I'm about to put some rod in you. So please believe that's the next move. So you can't go ass, vagina, and then foot. Like, what? Ew, you're nasty.
Right.
I don't care how clean it is, bro. I don't care how clean. This is a weird conversation.
BGT.
I don't care how clean it is, bro. You wipe from front to back.
Right.
You feel me?
Right.
So, fellas. Front
you
to
do
back.
Wipe. Yeah, you're supposed to wipe front to back.
So, fellas, you already know. Start. Make sure she get hers first. So.
You're such a gentleman.
It's not even that hard. It's not
it
even
really
that hard.
Is not that hard because, I mean, I feel like men could nut over anything.
Exactly. You don't get yours, bro. Like,
right.
Yours is when the round
and
is
make
over.
It fun. Shit. You know?
I'm telling you. Because I fuck you like you playing Twister. I tell you, put your right hand on yellow and your left leg on green.
Do you like to be dominant?
Yes. Yes, but I also like a little resistance.
Right.
Like, let me say it, but then resist, and then just let me force you. Like,
Yeah, you
like dominant. I like a little fight. I ain't gonna lie.
I feel like it is kind of sexy when there is a bit of a fight. I mean, for me, like, I think that I enjoy, for the most part, to be dominant. Like I will be submissive or at certain points or like do what you want to do. Like I'll like compromise, but I think that like I need a moment to be dominant because I feel like I know what my body works. And most of the time, like, I mean, I'm not in a relationship. So most of the time these dudes are just ones that just come by here and there, you know?
Yeah.
So I do feel like I need to take control of the situation and take control of whatever we're doing. So I feel like at times I do need to be dominant because they don't know how my body works. And I know how my body works and I know what's going to get me to get there. So I like to be completely in control at some point during the session?
One, absolutely. Like we said earlier, you got to say it. Whatever it is you want, you got to just say that shit.
Right.
Whatever it is. No matter what it is. Right. If it's something you want, especially sexually, and y'all already there having sex or getting ready to have sex.
Oh, I do. I mean, gotta, I should like fucking take out a dildo and I'm like, just use this on
what's
me.
Up? Yeah. You got to be like that. But like also, that shit, that is, trouble. That shit. There's nothing sexier than motherfucker hit this ass from the back. Ooh, yes, ma'am. Shit.
Like, yeah.
Motherfucker, I'm about to ride that dick to next morning. Like, something like that. Hell yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. I'm not like, that's what I was saying. That's why I kind of hesitated when you said, though I like to be dominant. I am by nature because I'm a leader and an instructor by nature.
We're talking about sex, though.
But so it translates to sex.
Right, right.
That's the thing. Like, I'm a leader and an instructor and an inspirator and a motivator in all my other aspects of life. So it just translates to sex. It's like, if I see you liking something, I'm like, yeah, girl, you like that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's
like,
good. So, cause
and
I mean,
that's literally, it's like sex talk, but it's literally me actually asking, like,
right.
Is that what you into? Word.
But that's cool. I mean, you're
that.
Being, you're being dominant, but you're also being like respectful, like considerate. Yeah. Like you're not just being dominant. Like we're going to do what I like. You're being dominant. Like
that's
let
whack
me,
sex.
Let me. Yeah. That's whack ass sex. Like you're like, I'm being dominant because I want to make you feel fucking good. And I want to be the man to make you feel fucking good. You know,
you don't know what she like, bro. Ask a question.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ask a fucking question.
Communication is key.
Oh, ladies techniques. We talked a little. I gave the guys a little bit about.
Yeah. Where give us. Because I mean, it's
where the fuck
women,
the clit is.
Yeah. Most women are going to be listening to the show. So what advice do you have for women?
Pressure.
Pressure.
Pressure during head is important. Grip that dick.
Okay,
at the beginning.
That's the thing. I'm always scared. I'm going to fucking like squeeze it. Till
we're gonna
he
let you
passes
know.
Out. Yeah,
we're gonna let you know. Trust me.
But I'm like scared of like him letting me know. You know, like I don't want to like.
Don't be scared. Push. What I found about sex is push it till they say no. Like,
oh shit, my beer is like overflowing.
Got it.
Got it. Yeah.
What I found about sex is like whatever. It like most times I'm not even gonna ask if it's something I'm into.
You'll do
I
it.
Might start doing it and see how you react.
Right, right.
So same with ladies and shit, you know. So whatever your head technique is and shit, start it. And if he doesn't feel, honestly, most men not going to say shit because any dick contact is okay.
I kind of wish that they would give me like direction at times, you know, because a lot of times I'm just like improvising and I don't know what, like my technique is like I lick the top and then I shove that shit in my mouth. And I obviously give a hand job while I'm sucking it.
Dick jump.
Would your dick get hard?
That's literally, yes.
I'm sorry. Baseball.
We're good. The shoving, the imagery of shoving dick down your throat.
Yeah.
Made my dick go, what? Made my dick say hello.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, exactly. I mean, I should have known that was going to happen.
Thank
but
you.
It's fine.
It keeps us alive.
It does. But yeah, I mean, that's my technique. But sometimes I'm just like, I don't know. And I mean, I don't know. I wish the guys would tell me like, yo, like that's good. Like keep it right there. But sometimes like they're just like moaning or just chilling. And I'm like, I need more communication.
It stems from.
Or
that.
They get my head and they start like moving my head along with it.
Oh.
Which sometimes I kind of like, I know a lot of people who like don't like that, but I kind of like it sometimes because I think again, like it's giving me some sort of direction. I'm like, okay, you want a little harder, but like, obviously if I'm choking, I'm going to be like,
that's honestly, if you don't choke, you ain't sucking dick.
Damn.
Yeah, if you're not gagging and making noise and slobbering.
I say this all the time. My mouth is so small. I fucking choke every time. Any dick makes me choke. Yeah. Aww. Yeah. So that probably makes me feel good because I'm like.
Yes. Gawk. That's spelled G-A-W-K. G-A-W-K for BGT listeners.
And just like.
Gawk. If you're not gawking on that dick, get off of it.
Gawking on it.
Like Blueface said this shit on the IG Live video.
I fucking hate Blueface.
I do too, but this motherfucker, he was right about this. He said that shit need to sound like you fucking beatboxing. Going crazy.
Oh my God.
That's the key to sucking dick, man. That's the only key. Even if you suck at it, make noise. if you making sound, men is gonna be oh.
Like it turns them on more hearing like
the audible. There's one part of it that's like, okay, it's pretty magical watching my dick disappear in your cranium. That's one like physically magical part of it.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, where'd he go? Oh, it's back. Oh, wow, where'd he go? But yeah, the sound is a big part. Sound is.
How about the balls?
Oh man, the balls. You got to.
Every guy says that. And this was actually something that I learned within like the past year, that balls were like need to be played with and they really like it.
Cause that's where the leche, we'll call it leche.
Okay.
That's where the leche resides. So it's like, what's the word I'm looking for? It's like pre-marinating. It's like, I don't know. It's like, okay. So not too much pressure.
Like, you want more pressure on the dick, but a little bit of tickle on the balls.
That's exactly right.
Okay,
more
good
pressure
to know.
On the dick, a little tickle on the balls.
I feel like during this conversation, I feel
like
more
pain.
Confident about it now. I feel like I'm learning a lot because I.
Guys want you to grab the whole sack and squeeze the shit out of it while you're sucking dick.
Oh God.
Not me personally. I prefer a good like caress, like you said, tickle.
Yeah.
That's the bomb. .com, but, you gotta at least involve them. If you got one hand on the dick and your other hand's not doing anything, if that hand's not like keeping you balanced to like stay upright, use that other hand. Everybody bless Stephanie.
Thank you. I need that.
Bless Stephanie again. Bless Stephanie again because she's bringing you all this wonderful art.
Allergies, man. Allergy season. Okay.
That's right.
Well, any last words about expectations from men and you and just advice for women maybe?
Men in general, do better with your consideration. If you're already there and you already have her in the sexy mode for sexy time, if she's already ready for sexy time, bro, take your time, appreciate what you've been blessed with, and be considerate of everything she got going on. Just every move you make, think about what move she's going to make first, like what move she's going to make in reaction first, and it'll just make you much better. Like, I'm no fucking maverick, but if you've had sex with me, you've enjoyed. I ain't never had no shit come back around. Like I said, nobody bats 1,000, but not showing up is different than having showed up. If I showed up and you had sex with me, we had a good time because I made sure that you had a good time.
Right.
That's the key. If she have a good time, y'all good. You gonna get your nut, bro. Like, no, like hardly any sex ever ends.
Like, your dick is gonna get hard anyway.
Hardly any sex ever ends without cum shot credits.
Right.
That's just like standard issue. You gonna get your nut, bro. So before then, make sure she get half a dozen.
And it's fun to like figure out a woman's body. You
it
know
is.
What I mean?
It's like a little puzzle.
Right.
Like,
yo,
a little, like
cool.
The sexiest
men
puzzle.
Men love a challenge. So fuck yeah.
You know, that's important. It feels like sometimes men love a challenge until they're ready to get some pussy.
Right.
And then they want it easy.
They're like,
nah, G.
Do.
Nope. You don't get no free throws easy. You got to get fouled to get free throws.
There we go. There we go.
You got to take some hits to get some licks.
Okay. Quay.
I don't know. But guys, for real, be considerate. That's all. That's all I'm saying. Be fucking considerate, you stupid monkeys.
You fucking, so rude.
Fucking idiots. You
plug yourself.
Oh, no. We can't plug yet. I gotta give ladies advice.
Okay,
I gotta give the ladies.
You
okay.
Talk so damn much. Hurry up.
I do.
Like, you can keep going. You
as
need
much
your own.
As much as I act like I don't, but I do.
You do. You need your own podcast.
Soon. Ladies, know that these men are stupid as fuck. They know nothing about the human body. Coach these niggas, man. Like, if you want that pussy eight from the back, tell him get behind you and put that ass in the air and then tell him, then point to where you want the tongue to go. That was my phone. I'm so fucking stupid and rude.
That's fine.
Tell him exactly, point to it. Put your tongue right here, stupid. Like, point to it. For real. Because I'm telling you, if the man ain't skilled and if he don't know, he's not about to figure it out in the few seconds you got him.
Right.
He's not about to figure it out. So, never.
Hopefully
ever.
It's more than a few seconds.
I mean, yeah, you know what I mean. You know what I said seconds. A couple minutes. A handful of minutes. 8, 9 tops.
I was thinking like 20 to 30.
You know what though? Me, I'm not a 2-3 rounder because first round gonna be long. But anyway,
I'm a rounder, and I could go long time.
See, I'm that first round gonna be a long one, but that might be it. I might fall asleep on your ass. Anyway, right. You want more? Wake me up. But ladies, for real, like these dudes are stupid, bro. Like they really are. As a man who get to be around men all the time and hear them talk, men are so fucking stupid. They know nothing about y'all. They want to. They do want to though. I'm telling you, they want to. Even if they don't know they want to. They want to know more. They want to be more skilled. They want to do better. They want to please you. They don't know how to express that all the time. Not everybody has been a performer and been, and like me, I'm lucky to always have had an outlet and always have had somewhere to articulate emotions. Right. So I'm good at it now as an adult. Most men don't have that shit. Even if they do, it's just, you know, it's all jarbled up. So for men, be considerate. For ladies, tell them what you want and don't apologize at all.
Amen to that. So where can they find you?
You already know what time it is.
Hey.
Sunday Morning Sounds. If you like hip hop music, we are always sharing new music. We are always sharing funny ass memes. We are always sharing new artists. We have a art and music brunch coming in September. So yeah. Follow us. Instagram. Have a hashtag on Twitter. You can look up Sunday Morning Sounds on Apple Music. There's a playlist updated almost daily these days. And there's also a Spotify playlist.
Yes.
So follow us. Shit is growing, bro. Podcast coming.
Hey.
Ow. Out of Stephanie Megan Studios and shit.
I need to think of a name.
You gotta get a studio name and shit. But Sunday Morning Sounds at Sunday Morning Sounds. At SMS _ Quay, I guess, if you find me attractive or intelligent.
You
or
want to slide in the DMs.
If you want to slide in my DMs, are open. Why?
You have the longest plug.
Hey, bro, because these people be up here just saying they at. Like,
right.
I don't want to follow your at just because you say you got an at. Everybody got an at. Why would I follow your at? Because I love hip hop. At Sunday Morning Sounds, at SMS _ Quay.
Okay. And then follow me at Stephanie Megan. And go to brocotherapy.com. All that shit is there.
Hey,
brocotherapy. Okay, bye.
Broke girl therapy. Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you, and let's make season two even more memorable together.